I thought a brothel was like a place that served broth. I
God.
didn't think it
Oh,
was.
that old excuse, eh?
Yeah, sorry, officer. I thought I just wanted some broth. She took my trousers off. Good morning. It's the Pocket Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Hearn. With me today are Tracy Erickson,
Hey guys.
speaking from Portland, Oregon, at
That's
half
right.
past midnight, and Alex Rennie from Manchester,
Good morning.
speaking from Manchester at half past 8 a.m.
In the morning.
Yes, this is the iPad launch week coming out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday, the 3rd of April. Today, of course, is the 1st of April. April Fools. Is this something we celebrate? I don't know. Everybody writes a story that they hope people will fall for. I think we failed this year, but never mind.
We have failed.
We have failed. I have failed, frankly. But it doesn't matter because it's iPad launch week, and so really the news is just all about launch games.
News!
I woke up this morning to discover eight new news stories on the site about games that have been announced. Call of Duty: World at War Zombies coming to iPad. That'll be good. Suzes, which is a platformer with a kind of a pretty stupid name, which I think has held it back a little bit, but it's very good. Suzes is coming to iPad.
That sounds like Susie.
Does, yeah.
That would have been a better name for it. Then people would actually know what that means.
Susie. Suzes. Yeah, that's rubbish. It sounds like a foreign word.
Is that German? Then, Tracy.
Susis. No. Achtung! I say that. I say that whenever they sneeze. Anyway, Civilization Revolution is coming. Command and Conquer, Red Alert, Flight Control, HD, iPad. More details came out this week. Field Runners is coming to iPad. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are billions of games. Broken Sword Director's Cut planned for iPad. It's,
Yo, that'll be nice.
yeah, it's going to be high def, and possibly as soon as late April.
The tip of
Speaking
the
of high
iPad.
def, speaking of high def, there's been actually a lot of people beginning tweets and different things about people saying, what's with all these games saying they're HD when they're not? They actually are. All of the iPad games are HD. And the reason why is because it runs, the resolution of the screen is 1024 by 768, which is H. That's like a computer monitor, which is HD. So it's
That's
a
true. It
fair.
is 720p.
Yeah.
You've got a resident HD expert on, if you remember last week's conversation.
That's right.
720p. So that counts as HD, does it?
Yeah.
Good, because that's
Yeah.
what my TV is.
It's a poor man's
So
HD.
what's very interesting about that is realize it's the same, it's at 720p, and iPad has roughly the same processing capabilities of like the previous console generation, PS2, Xbox, GameCube. I mean, it's obviously different hardware, but it's comparable in power. So what's to prevent some of those games being, developers saying, hey, third parties saying, hey, Konami, we're going to release this game or that game that we released on PS2 or Xbox, or even some of the current PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Arcade stuff could certainly, maybe publishers will start looking at that. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be, as long as they pick the right games, it's going to be good.
I'm going to buy one.
You're definitely buying one, are you?
Yeah, I went in the Apple shop in Manchester Traffic Centre last night, and there's all these like kids running around with blue Apple t-shirts on, and I'm like, are these people that work here, or are these just kids? But apparently they work there. And then I went up to one of them and said, "When's the iPad coming out?" And she just went, "We don't know." And then she took me over to one of the Macs that was like on the side, and then said, "If you register here, you'll find out." And I went, "Okay, yeah, that's pretty simple." And I went, "Oh, when do you find out?" And she went, "Oh, we register on here as well, and then we get emailed, and that's when we find out." And I just thought,
Yeah.
"What? What? This is so stupid. You know
Apple just
nothing."
doesn't want them to know. We called Apple because of a story, which we'll talk about more in the rumor mine, but we called Apple yesterday They didn't tell us. We called the store and said, when's the iPad coming out in the UK? When is it going to be available? And they just went, who's calling? Oh, yeah, no, it's Pocket Gamer. It was Ben Maxwell, the intern who supplied the music last week. And, you know, who's calling? Oh, this is Ben Maxwell from Pocket Gamer. I was just wondering that, you know, there were rumors, and I was just wondering if I could confirm them, you know, whether or not the iPad is going to be available on this date. I'll get my manager. Silence. Come back. The manager comes along like a few minutes later and says, here's the number for the PR. So hang up. So we called the PR people, Apple's PR people. I've got these rumors, and I was just wondering if you could confirm or deny them about the launch date for the iPad. You know, because we're all looking forward to that. I was just wondering if they're true. Apple does not comment on rumor or speculation. Hang up. And that was it. They just won't tell us. And I don't really understand the rationale.
I would love to be a PR for Apple. Basically, you don't need to do anything. You just say, nah, sorry, no. No, can't help you there. And that's it. That's your job.
Done. That takes a lot of energy, though, if you keep having to say that.
Yeah, 1,000 times.
I just press a button next to my phone. iPad, is it? Yeah, okay, 1 minute. Button press.
Yeah, press 5 if you would like to know about the iPad. Ding, 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 ding. No. So that's the week. That's the story that's dominating the week. All the features on the site are about iPad. You should go and read those. We've got unanswered questions about the iPad. We've got, should you buy an iPad? We've got...
Did we say that we should? Or did we say that we should?
Sick of iPad yet? Will you be sick of iPad yet?
Yeah, are you already sick of iPad before it's come out? We said... Well, it's a very balanced article, actually, by Mark Brown, the new news editor. He wrote it. And it's good. Obviously, I read it to sub it, and I was impressed because I thought he's not saying what you should do. He's just laying out all the arguments. But it did actually genuinely make me think about it. You know, about whether I want to wait. You know, whether I want one now, whether I want 3G or not, and things like that, and whether it'll be any good at all. So yeah, check that out. It's interesting. It's a good article. We've got a peripherals roundup. We've got more to come.
Peripherals,
yeah.
Just say accessories.
Like, you know, I can never remember the word accessories.
Accessories sounds like earrings and a purse.
It does.
That's luckily that's what Rob also has.
Well, I call them peripherals. So okay. It's a masking device, so I can slip under the radar. I can never remember the word accessories. I always want it, but whenever I'm writing about these things or thinking about these things, I always go, peripherals. No, there's another word. What is it? No, I can't get it. Never mind. You know, I'll live, I'm sure. How is the weather up where you are, Alex, by the way?
Well, I am. I'm opening the curtains. Oh, no one sees me because I've only got a dressing gown. And it's like the time that kids go to school, so I don't want to get done again.
So if there's a knock at the door, then it's the police come to haul you away for indecent exposure.
Again. No, I've got again. Boxes on. I've got boxes on this time. I've learnt my lesson. It's sunny. Actually, it's weird because half the sky is really dark and cloudy on the right-hand side. But then on the left, it's all sunny, and that's where the sun is at the moment. So it's sunny. But there's lots of puddles. How about that? That's quite descriptive.
Yeah, it's
good. As good as it's getting.
I happen to know that Tracy's living under very similar meteorological circumstances.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty sunny here, too, but it's cold.
Oh, yeah, it's cold. There's a guy wearing a hat walking past the window now, so I assume from that it's cold.
I've got a hot water bottle against me. It's touching me.
It shouldn't be cold in the house, you know. The house temperature should be different to the outside temperature.
Well, you know, cold is a very subjective term. It's probably about 15, it's probably about 18 degrees maybe in here, but, you know, I'm cold.
Are you naked?
No. No. Oh,
okay.
No. he says defensively. No, I'm not naked. No, I'm really
Tracy
naked.
Tracy isn't naked because Tracy's been up all day. So it would be bizarre if Tracy's been naked for the entire day.
Yeah. Tracy could be naked.
That's true. I could be.
It could be.
It's the end of the day. He could be, you know, getting ready for bed. He could be in bed now. So could I. I'm not. So could you.
I'm not. I've got my headset on.
Yeah.
Because by virtue of the fact that you have your headset on, you can't be in bed.
How big is your headset?
It's massive.
it's a whole headgear.
It's a seat. It's actually a seat.
Like a barber's chair with a thing that comes down. Yeah. I am in Skype.
Yeah. Call failed.
So Linkin Park, I mean, that's what it is. So it's all this week, it's all God, just iPad stuff. But there was Linkin Park. It was kind of an interesting story, just by virtue of its stupidity.
Crap.
I'm going to bet you guys know more about Linkin Park than I do.
I hate.
I will just say
that.
I don't like Linkin Park either. But it was funny because the whole story came up, and I said, "Oh gosh, this looks so interesting." And Mark and goes, "Oh my god, this is so terrifically bizarre and just awful looking. I have to write about it."
Yeah,
it's like, okay, yeah, you do that.
Why not?
So what a Linkin Park. They're releasing an iPad game where you kill them. Why aren't they releasing an iPad game where you can see the faces bigger so you can punch the iPad?
I'll tell you about it.
What about that game?
Here we go. So it's Mike Rose, the other intern, the one who isn't Ben Maxwell.
The other one, yeah.
That's damning, isn't it? He's the other one, the one who isn't Ben Maxwell. He's equally nice. Well, he doesn't work with me.
Was it Mike or was it Mark?
I think it's Mikey.
Mikey. Oh yeah, he loves that. Okay, my mistake.
Mikey.
Yeah, no, it's confusing, all these new names coming in. I actually called Ben Mike the other day, which is pretty inexcusable, to his face. Turned around. Hi, Mike. Can you make me a cup of coffee? No.
He's an intern. He doesn't feel.
Doesn't have feelings. True. Then he went for drinks with the agent.
He won't feel Rob. That's true.
He's already more qualified than me. Because last night he was in the pub with the writers and editor of Edge while I was at home. Making bread? Yeah, I've got a bread machine.
So that was like a euphemism.
No, you got to get a bread machine.
I just put it in the fridge. I only eat toast. I don't eat bread. I wait for it to go off a little bit. Well, very rarely. By the time I've got around to eating it, it's turned into only toast-worthy bread. You know when it's gone a bit crinkly and hard?
Linkin Park 8-Bit Rebellion is the story of one man's journey to destroy the evil Pixel Corp. So it's a kind of 8-bit retro game starring Linkin Park. It's a kind of crashing ideas.
You can download. You get a special song that they've never released before as a bonus for completing the game.
I bet it's in 8-bit, the song. Bleep, 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 bleep.
I heard a very good 8-bit song the other day. It was an 8-bit version of, I wish I could remember who did it so I could acknowledge them, did an 8-bit version of Money by Pink Floyd, and actually an 8-bit version of that whole album that Money's on.
Some people have too much time.
I really like that kind of music. I think it's cool. Hopefully it will have that. It's a kind of clashing idea to me though, because they're a modern band, aren't they? So an 8-bit music is more, you know, I associate that with a time before they were famous. But maybe...
Wait a minute. I've just realised that Mikey Rose, likes Linkin Park.
What?
Yeah. He says it in the talking bit about it. The news
Is it
story.
Okay to admit I don't mind some of Linkin Park's old stuff?
No. Sorry. Sorry, Mike.
No, Mikey, it isn't.
And that's you gone.
So, yeah. So, anyway, you know, look out for that, because if you like Linkin Park, which will be out soon, and you like retro games, then you might like this game. For me, I don't. I couldn't pick Linkin Park out of a lineup, an auditory lineup. Just couldn't do it. Modern music that the kids like goes over my head. I've got no idea.
What about Lady Gaga?
No idea. Anything she's done. This video came out. And everyone's been going, I guess it came out in the US as well at the same time, so you'll know about it. And it's got Beyonce in it. And everyone was going, for a couple of days, everyone's going, oh, this video is really weird. Everyone on Twitter and Susie said it to me. You know, it's really weird. It's strange and kind of original. And I saw a clip of it, and it was a bunch of people dressed eccentrically, dancing in a choreographed way. And I thought, that is not new. That is every pop video. Every pop video is stupid and everybody dances in a choreographed way. Unless it's, you know, Radiohead. They have good videos.
They're good.
Lying on the street. Everybody wonders what's wrong. He won't tell them. Then he does tell them. They all lie down on the street too. That's a pop video.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Lady Gaga, Tracy? Before I continue to insult.
No. I like intentionally mispronouncing her name to everybody. So whenever I'm out drinking, I always say, who's this song by? Oh, Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Ah.
And everybody's like, they kind of look at me like, are you serious? You know it's pronounced Lady Gaga, right?
That reminds me.
Oh no, that's how they pronounce it back where she's from.
Lady Gaga. No, I like it. That's how one should approach the subject of Lady Gaga. We also approached the subject of Lady Gaga in a previous podcast. Particularly with respect to her /his gender. That reminds me of the Gaga, the pronunciation thing. It reminds me of Futurama, the way Professor Zoidberg calls robots robots. That really makes me laugh for some reason. Robots. These are robots.
Robots.
So let's look for some other news, shall we? I'm just going to list a few more of the games that have been announced this week. Galcon Fusion, that's very recent. iPad, April 3rd, so that's a launch game. Aurora Faint 3. So again, these are the ones I haven't mentioned already. Asphalt 5 is on the starting line. Let's have a look at the Game Loft launch slate. There's Uno HD, Dungeon Hunter HD, Real Soccer, Modern Combat, Nova/Halo, NFL 2010, and Let's Golf. Let's Golf, that's all right. I've played that before.
Yeah, that's all right. I've played that.
Yeah. So what else we got? Play the news on iPad with Hangman RSS HD. What the hell? I'm actually
interested.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, it takes news stories and makes Hangman words out of them. It's quite simple, and I've not even read anything about it.
So you've speculated.
It's only $9.99.
What?
No.
What?
How much is it actually? $2.99?
It doesn't say.
God. You know what I saw, though, on Pocket Gamer?
What?
That Red Alert is going to be $14.99.
Yeah. All the EA games are $14.99. Well, not all of them, but all the high-profile ones are $14.99.
$14.99?
You think piracy will go up on the iPad because of this? Because I think it will.
Probably.
I don't know. Well, it depends on how many get sold.
We ran a story yesterday. Well, actually, John Jordan ran it on Biz first, and then we ran a version of it. The pale shadow on Pocket Gamer.
Yeah.
It wasn't a pale
as
shadow.
We did.
It's very good. It's very good by Mark Brown, but you know, but we did our secondary version of it about pricing and what people were going to charge. And one of the people we spoke to said that he thought it was just going to go right down to, there's going to be another race to the bottom, which was the term employed about the iPhone and iPod Touch when everybody started charging 59p. Let's see who it was.
Peggling.
Well, peggling's slightly different. Peggling is temporarily reducing the price to 59p or below, or you know, or above.
Yeah.
In order to in order to
push yourself up,
generate interest,
get yourself back into the top 100, and then once you're in the top 100, you're more visible and you start making money.
It's gone even further than peggling now, though. It's freeing.
Yeah,
you just free it.
Super peggling, I call it.
Hyper peg.
Yeah. Well, hyper peg, they'd have to give you money.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's
well, it's an interesting question, right? I mean, because you could say, oh, to that person, well, yeah, I mean, that seems like a reasonable prediction of what's going to happen, because it certainly happened on iPhone. But the iPad is different. It's a different platform. So it's going to have different behavior patterns that are going to be associated with it. First of all, because there just aren't going to be as many iPads out in the wild. So there, you're going to have just a smaller number of people who are even going to be able to buy or even pirate games. Period. I mean, these are going to be a fraction of the number of iPod touches and iPhone users. So I think that is going to make the behavior different. But I think if you look at all the prices now, and certainly we've done an analysis. John Jordan did an analysis for Biz and for, and we then we he duplicated it on Pocket Gamer. Is that there's a lot of more structure in terms of pricing. So I think the publishers are trying to be a little bit more conscious of price this time around, because before they were just throwing up whatever. Nobody knew what's the price what. And so even though EA is kind of going really high with the $14.99, a lot of the, you know, there's a lot of $9.99 apps and a lot of $4.99 apps. So I think I think those may have a chance of sticking, because, you know, kind of developers are trying to raise the, a lot of the apps are look like the Galcon Fusion, for example, that got announced. That's a damn nice looking game. Yeah. This was originally PC and Mac, and it's coming to iPad. I mean, if you start seeing more big games like that, I think it justifies the price. I think people will buy.
I think well, maybe. I think the same things. I think it's going to be the same, but maybe like a dollar. Or you know, $2 or a pound, kind of higher up, you know, further along the price spectrum. But I think the same thing is going to happen, in that people at EA will continue to just, you know, be stubborn and say nope, yeah, you know, it's worth $5.99, so that's what we're going to charge for it. And Gameloft will continue, you know, not to be at the bottom and to sell its price. But I think, yeah, everything will be like a little bit more expensive. But I still think there will be a lot of them. The doodle jumps will still be at the bottom. I think there will be a lot there. To give him his proper credit, it was Wayne Watford of Revolutionary Concepts, and they made Frogman, which we talked about in a recent podcast. And
I he like says, Wayne.
Do you? He said, it all hinges on the developers. It only takes one to start the race to the bottom. Sadly, I think the prices will end up the same as on iPhone. And Howard Tomlinson of Astroware kind of echoed that sentiment, saying, I can see a drive to lowest push happening early on because the market begins to get sensible again. So I think things will cost on average more, but I still think there will be an awful lot of very cheap games, just as there was.
I think that's a good analysis, good prognosis. You know what's funny is, talking about race to the bottom, how much changes in 18 months? When iPhone launched, who is considered a premium publisher? NG Moco. Now with iPad launching 18 months after the iPhone App Store opened for business, who's racing to the bottom? NG Moco with their freemium titles. They've completely changed. You had, you know, the maker of Rolando and Star Defense. They had all these premium. They were pushing premium apps. They wanted to be like, you know, the equivalent of like a big console company, you know, first party, but it was iPhone. And now all of their iPhone apps, free. iPhone apps. Their launch iPod iPad apps are all freemium.
How much money do they make from that? So do we know how well they do from the freemium model?
Nobody knows. And I know that they've been asked by a number of people, and to be fair, they are not obligated to publicly share that information because they are a privately held company here in the States. We know that they have several millions dollars of investment capital, venture capital, but we don't know. You know, they say that they're making good profit off of, you know, Touch Pets and Eliminate and Now We Rule. But my whole thing is, if they were making a bunch of money, right, they would be telling everybody about it. Like, they'd be like, oh my God, we made, you know, $100 million last year off of freemium. Yeah. But the fact that they're not giving a figure, you know, is kind of a red flag. It's like when you were on the when you would go to school when you're in like 6th, 7th grade, and you'd be, you know, hanging out with your friends at lunch, and always that annoying kid that like really was not always trying to be in your group is like, oh well, I've got, you know, Super Mario Brothers 3 at home. And be like, oh cool, like let's go, well, can we go over to your house and play it? And he would always make up excuses not, you know, to have you come over because he didn't really have Super Mario Brothers 3. as God, the same thing.
Annoying. Prick.
He sounds
I hate that
dick.
Guy. What a dick.
So, so we don't know how much money they're making, but we think, you know, well, I mean, really just can't speculate. I guess it's not quite like, it's not quite the same sort of thing in business. You know, like in pimping, you know, when a pimp's had a good year because he's got his big fur coat and his big hat and his cane and his, you know, his massive car. It's not.
I thought they had to have that first to become a pimp.
No, no. You can just operate out of a, you know, like a motel room. Yeah, with like a string vest and a leather, kind of an old leather jacket that you found in a dumpster. As long as you've got a mean backhand, you know, you can make it as a pimp.
Okay.
As long as you can go, as long as you do not hesitate to go upside somebody's head, then you know you could have a career in pimping. but you haven't arrived yet until you've got your cane and your hat, your fur-lined hat, and you know you can always tell with a pimp. But I don't think it's necessarily the same with iPhone publishers. But we'll, you know, if you see, it'd be interesting to know.
It'd be funny if we see a picture of Neil Young with a cane and a big fur coat and the top hat walking around. Then we know they've made it. We know they're doing well. That is not to say that Neil Young is a pimp.
Do you remember last year, at the beginning of NG Moco, they said that people who were fans, or was it the staff or people who were fans, were NG Mofos?
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me of pimping as well. No, that's good. But they're definitely sticking to it. They're, you know, they're bravely forging on with it. So, you know, let's see. So that's it. Let's see if there are any other games that we can mention before we jump. Monster Truck Rally. A couple of Monster Truck games. Monster Truck Nitro 2. So two Monster Truck games for iPhone were announced yesterday. Although obviously they'll be playable on iPad as well. I wonder why. Is there something, some Monster Truck event happening?
I don't know.
There's always Monster Truck events happening. They're like a weekly thing.
Are they?
In America. Over here, no.
We don't have monster. Our roads aren't big enough.
No.
Their cars are monster trucks to us.
Yeah. Our trucks are their cars.
Yeah. Well, we say there. One of them is with us. Your.
Yeah. His.
Yeah. Your his car's car. Bigger than ours, Tracy.
my
non-existent car.
Dogs playing poker on iPhone. That's coming.
I just looked at that, yeah.
Yeah.
What dogs. Are they doing? Why are they playing?
They're just playing poker. The dogs.
Is it just a video?
No, it's like a poker game, except instead of playing humans, you play dogs, which would make it quite easy, I would have thought.
Yeah. Well, they just eat the cards and then wander off and shit in the corner.
Yeah. the incident.
I hope it's only 99p.
It still beat me, I imagine.
Yeah, because you would have ate the cards first.
It's the incident. Iugo Games. So this is Iugo have been talking quite a lot about the iPad. And they've announced all the games, and all the games are going to be universal apps. So there is a distinction to be made with apps. Universal apps are ones that are playable on both devices, and they just, you know, it detects what device it's being installed on and runs the appropriate version. So Iugo is going to be, all of their games are going to be available, and all of their games will be updated to be playable that way for free. But there has been some talk of updates costing money. Like, this is OS updates. That could be bad news. Although that happened with OS 3.0 on iPod Touch, didn't it? It was $10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was annoying.
Did they stop that after a bit?
Yeah.
They did.
You'd be so annoyed if you paid $10 and then, like, it was free later on.
Well, I paid $5.99. So, I paid $10. I paid £5.99 sterling, and about a month later, it went down to £3, I think. It was half price. And then I think it was Tracy was the first person on Earth to notice that it suddenly became free.
Oh, okay. I bet you weren't that bothered, though, because you played this for running expenses. So.
Yeah, I wasn't bothered. But, you know, I felt sorry for other people. Sorry for the kind of people who were well off enough to have an iPod Touch, but who are not so well off that they don't mind spending that money.
That you know, big group.
That demographic, you know, my heart goes out to them. Smiles HD, iPad launch, Rory the Roaring Race Car. Well, you know, I'm going to stop now because you get the idea. Basically, there are a lot of games coming out for the iPad, and that's what it's going to be all about this week and next. Let's, and maybe beyond, let's go into the rumor mine.
Rumor. Rumor.
Damn. Okay, well, listeners, if you're wondering why there is some residual merriment in our voices, it's just because we've had to cut a load of funny but sadly unacceptable material.
I was thinking, you know, we need a new theme.
Okay.
Because Fraser is gone. He's dead.
I quite like having Fraser's voice around. It's a sort of a reassuring touchstone. Yeah. It'll be phased
out.
I think
we should comment on it. We should be like, when we get in the rumour mine, we should be like, ah, oh, Fraser, singing us into the rumour mine again.
Yeah, we could do that.
It's weird because he's dead.
Yeah.
The dead person singing us in.
Yeah. From beyond the grave.
Beyond the rumour mine grave.
Yeah. What's that in the rumour mine? Is it a precious rumour gem or is it simply Fraser's pelvis? embedded in the wall.
And Fraser, if you are listening from beyond the grave, hello.
Hello, yes, hello. Shout out to Fraser. So let's go back to that rumor that we were discussing before, which was there was a holiday blackout in, and this actually referred to Canada, but people are speculating in the UK as well. There was a holiday blackout in Apple Store, so people aren't allowed to take a holiday on the 24th of April, which is a Saturday.
That's a Saturday. Yep. You know what that means?
That means that the iPad is definitely coming out on the 24th of April in the UK. Apple refused to comment, as I've already said.
Apple!
Yeah, they're not, you know, they don't want to confirm or deny that rumor. Basically, they don't want to comment on rumor and speculation, even if it is true. Which is fair enough. That's what PR people do.
Us down here.
Yeah. So, but that's the rumor, you know, and it's a good one. I think it's fairly likely. It's been pegged for a late April launch in the UK, and 24th of April. Say what you like about the 24th of April. It is definitely late in the month.
It's late. It's the latest Saturday in the month.
Is it?
So, yeah. About that.
Yeah. I think it's true. iPhone 4G rumors arrive. So this is actually always a big story. It's always surprisingly big. I imagine that people would lose interest in this, and not only lose interest, but find it a bit dull because, of course, there's going to be a new iPhone coming along, and of course, it's going to be this summer, because that's what happens every year. So, but people have been very interested in it. So let's talk about it. The Wall Street Journal is claiming that Apple is going to release a new version of its iPhone this summer. Okay.
Yeah, standard.
Surprise there. That's fine. But it's going to be an HD iPhone. More use of that controversial term.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to have it's rumored to be having a 960 by 640.
Not HD. Not HD.
On a screen that size, that's pretty HD.
It's not
that's,
HD.
Yeah,
though.
That's pretty damn nice.
Not real
but
HD.
No, you're right.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
it's you. It's more HD than.
No, you can't say that.
Can I say it's more high definition?
Yeah, all right.
Well, higher resolution. How about that?
Yeah, that's resolution. Yeah.
Can I say more high def?
No. You're confusing our listeners.
Yeah. That's saying it's more high def would be like saying vanilla is more like chocolate than strawberry.
Yeah. People don't say
then
that.
Neither are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, say more high def, people might think it's more high def than high def. So like hyper high def.
Okay. Well, I'll stay away from that whole hornet's nest. And I'll just say that it has it's rumored to have a 960 by 640 pixel
Damn,
display.
Nice.
Which is bigger than the Windows Phone 7 series, which is a minimum of 800 by 480.
Damn, so that's good.
They've hit back at the Windows Phone, which last month everybody was saying was going to be a bit of an iPhone warrior, and it still might be. But that, things have gone quiet on the Windows Phone front this month. No one's talking about that. Everyone's talking about iPhone stuff. And the iPhone 4G, that's one of the things that it's going to have. A really high-definition but whoa, not HD, whoa. But not HD screen.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And it's got a front-facing camera. Screen's bigger as well.
Yes.
What about that?
Yeah. It's taller. So all of these things are still rumours, but there we have it.
We're in the mine, so it's fine. We can say it's real.
Yeah, everything's real in the mine. It's going to be announced on June the 22nd, apparently. Where will I be? Is that when E3 is?
No, E3 is the week before.
I don't think I'll be there. I never get to go anywhere. And that's not a rumour, that's a fact.
How did you find that in here?
I found Rob's travel schedule in the rumour mine. There's a lot of brothels on it. Not sure why.
I know why. I thought a brothel was like a place that served broth. I didn't think it was
that old excuse, eh?
Yeah, sorry, officer. I thought I just wanted some broth. She took my trousers off. So there are a couple of games that the rumor miner is aware of, but we can't really talk about. And I'm trying to think of ways to kind of be subtle about it.
I'll say the rumor miner told me to ask all of you. Have you heard that in the United States, Senator Ted Kennedy was a big proponent of health care? He wanted to make sure that anybody who was sick could get cured.
Yeah.
Yep, I like it. That's good. That's clue number one. Clue number two.
If you think you know all there is to know about flight control HD, I can guarantee you that there is a new dimension to that game that hasn't been announced.
A fourth dimension?
Nice. Yeah, you'll be able to play it in time. Time will stop stopping, like when you play it.
God, that'll be sweet. It better only be 99 cents.
Yeah, sorry to crush your dreams. It's $4.99, so that's what, $2.49.
Ugh, sickening.
It'll be $2.99.
You know what? Next week on the podcast, Tracy, you're going to be playing iPad stuff, and we're going to be.
I know.
We're just going to be sitting here like idiots in the UK.
Are we in the room of mine still?
Yeah.
We're leaving now. Let's. Okay, let's all file onto the lift, which is now operational again, having been broken last week. And we'll press the button, and we'll go up.
Ground floor.
And we're out. I've got another question to ask very quickly about America and naming conventions. First, okay. So is the first floor the floor above the ground floor, or is the first floor the ground floor?
First floor's ground,
first
I think.
First floor is the ground floor, yeah.
Yeah, different.
Boom!
Different, so many differences. And yet we're mutually comprehensible.
We have a special relationship.
Yeah. No, we don't have that anymore.
No, we don't anymore, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Tracy, our special relationship's over, apparently.
the politicians have one.
Yeah, it's gone.
Sorry, can't do this podcast anymore.
We needed one when Bush was around, but now, for some reason, we don't want one anymore. Weird. God, I hate this country and the bloody weather. But it doesn't matter because we're out of the room of mine and we're talking about what games we've been playing. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
But before we get on to that, can I just make a very brief comment that did you know the guys who started Facebook with Mark Zuckerberg and then sued him are rowing for Oxford in the boat race?
I did not know that.
That's quite interesting. Yeah, and they competed in the Beijing Olympics, but not any Facebook-related event.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, bizarre.
That was an interesting factoid.
Factoid.
Yeah. Okay, this has been a very irrelevant podcast so far. I think we should try and focus now and land. So what have we been playing? What have you been playing first? Alex, you tell us what you've been playing.
I have been... Oh, wait. Can someone else? Because I need to go and pick up my iPod and find out.
Okay. Well, I will then.
Oh, wait. No, I've got it.
Go on.
Don't say Bejeweled or Plants vs. Zombie again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. It's another one that everyone has played. I'm a populist. I have played Angry Birds.
Okay.
Angry Birds.
What do you think?
Yeah. Good. Sweet. I was lying in bed and it was like gone midnight anyway, and I was quite tired, and then I started messing around on the iPhone, and then I bought it, and then I was up for 45 minutes playing it. And here's the music. That's the music for it.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Did, yeah.
Okay. You know, that would be a good game for iPad, because then you could see the whole screen.
That's a big problem. Yeah, I was just going to
say. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. The screen isn't big enough. You don't know where it's aiming. I kind of thought, is that part of it?
That's why we took it down, actually. It was going to get a higher score than it got, and we took it down for that reason.
That's right. That's right.
There you go. So on the iPad. Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it's being worked on.
Maybe.
Ooh,
oh, wait. Oh. Do we need to go back in the mine?
No. I just chucked it into the mine.
Okay.
Very good. I've been playing Skies of Glory.
Oh, how you like it?
The Skies of Glory. It's the Battle of Britain one. I like it, but I'm kind of struggling a bit with the controls. I think, and this has always been true of all dogfighting games, basically, that I can't quite work out how it's done. Do you see, like how you get behind another plane, how you fight? I mean, because you're flying around in the air, and someone's behind you, and they start shooting you. I don't know how to get from that point to you being behind them without them using that time to continue to be behind you. And I guess I just haven't played these games enough to be very very good at them. But I think the controls are very nice, and I got the one that's just been released. And there's a kind of introductory offer, so you get loads and loads of content, like loads of extra missions and bits that I think if you hang around for a bit, you have to pay for as DLC. But it's good. It looks really good. The graphics are good. The draw distance is amazing. And the controls are nice. You got a lot of planes to choose from. There's the faces. You know, you can choose different characters to be, and they all have different faces. One of them actually looks a bit like me. That's a plus.
That's unlucky for whoever made that.
No, it's a terrible piece of luck, but at least something good came out of it for me.
Maybe it was just a mistake.
Yeah. No. Yeah. The Photoshop accident. Definitely. So that's good. It's always pleasing to see that. My Mii was brilliant, by the way. When I had a Wii, my Mii was, it looked exactly like me. It was perfect.
That's hard to do.
No, I know. But it's the trick is, because I've got these. You wouldn't know. I mean, you have met me. I've got like
these growths on his face.
Yeah. No, I do. I've got moles on my cheek, which are not. But they're not obvious at all. Like you wouldn't say I had them if someone said, you know, Rob. Who's Rob? You know, that guy with moles on his cheek. Your brain would not go to me. You'd think, does he? Does he have moles on his cheek? But I put them on my me, and that's what made the me me. That's what caricature is all about. It's about picking out things that you might not necessarily notice, but which, you know,
which minor flaws and imperfections.
Exactly. Yeah, and I had to pick out minor flaws and imperfections because the major flaws would have been too obvious.
Yeah.
But that's good anyway. Skies of Glory, and it is it's fine. It is a perfectly, from what I can tell so far, it is a perfectly competent flight game. The controls are good. The kind of calibration options are there, so you can play it and you can change like how sensitive the controls are. So it's got everything really. I think it's a very very solid version of what it is. If you don't. There is the kind of natural problem of this kind of game being a bit difficult to get used to. The multiplayer element of this game is also, well, what previous versions have been known for, and I guess the same will be true of this. It runs a very good multiplayer game with lots of people to kill, and Fraser was a big fan of it. And so far, I'm kind of a fan of it, and I like it, and I think it's worth buying. I think I paid £2? No, £3.99. Did I?
Whoa.
Pay that much? Well, you know, I didn't. You know, I'll expense it back. But yeah, I think it's actually quite expensive, $3.99. But you get a lot of extra content with it.
Yeah, I was going to say. Because you can get those as a free version, but you have to download missions and stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's a limited offer.
Like a mission.
A mission and a half, yeah. It's all right.
You know, they're supposedly making games for iPad. I don't I wonder if that'll be one of them. I'm trying to remember what else they also did another Fast. That was it. They did another flight game called Fast. So I don't know if they're just porting over. I think they are just doing porting over Skies of Glory. I think that's already been announced. I don't know. But yeah, SGN, that developer, is doing iPad games too.
Yeah. Oh, they're very good. I'm playing it now, and it's, you know, it's really, it feels good. The controls feel very solid, confident controls. And the whole thing looks great. And it really is surprisingly good draw distance and detail in the landscapes and stuff. But so if you've already heard of it and you were wondering, if you're basically in the same situation I was in when I bought it, which is you'd always heard of it, you always wondered, but you were kind of wondering whether or not to give it a go, then I can say, yeah, give it a go, especially now while you get all this extra stuff with it. And yeah, particularly if you're naked. So Tracy, what have you been playing?
Speaking of naked, I've been playing The Sims World Adventures.
Okay.
You never get to see your Sims naked, unsurprisingly.
What? What's the point in playing?
Well, if you take a shower, this is what I don't get. Okay. So like when you have to get your Sim to go to the bathroom, it'll pixelate the private parts, right? Because it's like he or she is sitting down on the toilet, right? Okay, that makes sense. But if you go take a shower, you think, oh, well, they're going to get naked to go in the shower, so they're just going to pixelate it again. But they don't. They just put them in swim trunks.
Oh.
You use showers in trunks.
I know. I think that's so weird. Why don't they just pixelate it up? Blur it out.
They're not going to. Those Sims are not going to be clean.
No.
They're not going to be clean. They're
must be a, those. Tobias Funke from Arrested Development.
he was never
naked, never nude.
I never.
So how's the game of
there was actually,
it's okay. Shocking omission.
There was to speaking of rudeness, there was one part in the game you can just tap on anything in the game world to interact with it, and so that's how you interact with the other Sims. And I was my Sim was over at a couple's house, a married couple's house. And I was talking with one of them, and it brings up, you know, I tap on it and it brings up option chat about this or make a joke or say something nice. And there was an option on there that was like flirt or tell a flirtatious joke or something romantic. And I accidentally pressed that instead of the like make a joke, just like a regular joke. And The Sim immediately became really angry, and her husband would like came over and was like started yelling at my Sim and everything, all because I had accidentally told had flirted with his wife. It was hilarious. Jesus. That was probably the best part of the game, because the actual stuff that like has to do with the expansion pack stuff, I haven't been wowed with, which is a little disappointing.
All right. So the best thing about the game is what happens when you accidentally flirt.
Exactly.
So in that respect, it is an excellent simulation of life.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Is that out now?
It'll be out on, I can't say.
Okay, but it's coming out. Presumably yeah, not.
It's coming
too,
out. Coming.
Too long
it's
away.
Coming soon. It's coming soon.
So go in the room of mine.
No, because it's a fact. Soon is a fact.
Yeah, no, soon enough that I'm playing a final version.
Yeah. So. Okay, I never really played The Sims. I never got into the whole thing. There you go. There's an insight for you. Okay, so those are the games we've been playing. I definitely recommend Skies of Glory, the new edition. Sims sounds, so what would you say if you're into The Sims stuff? Does it live up to, you know, that series? Will people who like The Sims like this, do you think?
I think that's questionable. I think that if you have already played The Sims 3, the core game, then you're probably going to be happy with that.
Okay. Do you know how much it's going to cost?
£5.
I don't actually. No, that's a really good question.
It's EA, so it's probably not going to be the lowest price point.
And I would be surprised if they did a $9.99. I would guess maybe like $6.99. $7.99.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a sweepstake. And with that, we should go. We should finish. We should let you go to bed at 1:40 in the morning, Portland, Oregon time. I hate this bit because you're going off to bed to have some nice dreams about stuff, and I have to work. It makes me sick. And I'm talking to you, Alex.
Oh, all right.
I guess the same.
I was just on the way to bed.
Yeah. So that's it. So that's the end of the podcast. Next week, the iPad will be out, and we'll be talking all about our experiences with that. It's going to be slightly early next week. It's going to be coming out on Wednesday, possibly Thursday, instead of Friday. So look out for that. Go to the site, and you can read a lot of stuff. You know, we've got these new interns writing for us, and they're actually churning out a surprising amount. And we've been doing lots of iPad features. So come iPad launch day, you'll be wanting to go to pocketgamer.co.uk to, you know, guide you in your future with the device and tell you which games to get. Aside from that, it's goodbye from me.
Until next week from me.
Goodbye from me.